The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, my Reading family. Yes, family. You're my brothers from another mother. You're my sisters from another mister. My name is Jake Ryan. I'm the president of the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, and I'm in pinch hitting for Carl and Linda Bott while they're on vacation or on assignment. Well, you know what? I don't know if I can do this. I don't know where they are, really. I mean, I'm not looking to start a rumor or anything, but you know those times when Linda's on assignment? You know, is she really on assignment? I mean, Carl jokes about how she straps on a Beretta and such. And yesterday Carl called in and, you know, was he really, you know, I mean, was that just him just trying to you know, sort of misdirect us? I'm just kind of curious. It's like, how many times does something happen in the world and Linda and Carl are, quote-unquote, on assignment? I'm not saying anything. You know, I haven't done a lot of research. I mean, Bad Bob probably knows, but if, you know, if he told me, he'd have to kill me. Right, Bob?
I'd have to kill myself first, so, you know, you're safe.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Not bad. Hey, let's, we already have callers stacked up. The phones are full. So if I may, let's go ahead and take care of our first piece of business here, if it's all right with you.
Oh, yeah. I've got to pay the bills.
All righty. Welcome to the program, Wells Fargo advisor Susan Eastman, and she's going to bring us this market minute. Susan, what's happening on Wall Street?
Well, we're starting out mixed this morning with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 12 points at 12,866. The S&P 500 is up 3 points at 1354, and the NASDAQ Composite is positive 14 points at 2946. Active stocks this morning, Citigroup's up 32 cents, trading at $32.40 per share. Abercrombie & Fitch up $4.51 at $49.10. Kellogg positive $2.16, trading at $52.46. Local stocks of interest, Costco's down 61 cents at $83.49. Walmart's down 11 cents, trading at $62.12. And PepsiCo's down 7 cents at $63.45. Over in the bond department, the 10-year note is yielding 1.94%. And for commodities, gold is up $17.70 an ounce at $17.35. Silver's positive 43 cents at $33.78 per ounce. Crude oil up a dollar, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Susan. Be listening for the Wells Fargo Market Minute. Happens every weekday morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, where the time is 7:08. Jake, I would like to go ahead and take our first break. Then we can come back, start fresh, and we can be off and running.
Oh, I'm all for that.
All righty. Let's try turning that on, Bob. And you all ready to go on that?
You're just taking over the show, aren't you, Bob?
I am keeping the flow going because we have to have bills to pay and all that sort of thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, he says that, but you know, this is his moment of glory, and he's going to hog it all up. All right, that's fine. No, I understand, Bob. Sit there, second fiddle, all day long, watching Carl and Linda take all the glory.
Casey and our 1460, we'll do that.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale. Friday through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And where the time is 7:10, our guest host Jake Ryan in just a moment here. But right now, I need to tell you about some weather. Sunny today, a high near 60, mostly clear tonight, low near 36. And currently in downtown Reading, we have 37 degrees. And now, in this report, always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, where conservative writer Ann Coulter will be in attendance on March 23rd. You could actually have dinner with Ann Coulter. You want to find out more, check out AnselmoVineyards.com. Now we go to our guest host, Jake Ryan.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, so today, I was thinking about what I want to talk about, what, you know, is new and fresh and you know, I've got a mission statement I told Carl before he left, which was that I want to be good enough so that I don't lose your listeners, but I want to be bad enough so that they're going to clamor for your return. So it's a little tightrope I'm walking here. The thing that kind of spurred on what we're going to be talking about in this segment is the Girl Scout, the cookie sales. I just had a Girl Scout come in on Monday, and what would normally have been a you know, knee-jerk reaction of buying, you know, 15 boxes of Tagalogs, I actually paused. And the reason I paused was in doing some research, I found some things that were troubling to me. And so I actually reached out to several people that were talking about what the Girl Scouts might actually be supporting. And in fact, I also contacted Girl Scouts USA. And I was a little put off. Their response was very much, we're not going to talk about it. Well, yeah, but, you know, what about this, this, and this? Because I'm very concerned that if you guys are supporting this agenda that I don't agree with. And the response was, we're not going to talk about it. And then I talked to service unit leaders, you know, people on the line. Basically, it's a good, wholesome organization, and the girls are great, and the leaders, the mothers mostly, are genuinely involved, and they don't seem to know what's going on above them in the national leadership, or at least some of them don't. I think if they did, they'd be shocked. So let me get the liberal critique of the Girl Scouts out of the way. I don't know if you're aware of this, but when you buy your box of Thin Mints, up in the corner of the box is going to be a palm oil credit. It's a little picture of a palm tree. And what that is that it's been determined that the use of palm oil is causing global warming. Yes, yes, it's true. We are looking at palm oil is mostly harvested in Asia. And they're having to burn fields in order to plant the palm oil plants. And, burning it, that causes CO2. And the palm oil plant isn't as efficient absorber of CO2 as what was there before. So, hence global warming. And actually, two 16-year-old scouts out of Michigan are trying to get those Girl Scouts not to use palm oil. And, in fact, have pretty much called for boycott. And that's so, you know, boycott Girl Scout cookies for global warming is kind of their tack, I think. The other side of it is that where does the money to girls from Girl Scout cookies go? I mean, we know what the local units do with it because we see it. We see all sorts of great service projects the girls do. But what does their national leadership do with it? And to answer that, I invited Sharon Slater, who is a co-founder of Family Watch International. She's been very much involved in this issue, and I found her on several different websites, one of which was 100 questions to ask the Girl Scouts. And I'm not going to go through all the 100 questions, but if you ask them yourselves, you find some disturbing stuff. So, Sharon, welcome to the Free Fire Radio.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. This is an important topic.
It's not my show. It's a borrowed show. It's just my moment of glory. So you can enjoy it with me.
I will.
Okay. Well, you know, I went to several websites, and I was actually intrigued by a 15-year-old named Sydney, who is a Girl Scout out in, was it Ohio? Or somewhere Midwest. And she had actually resigned from the Girl Scouts over what she considered to be an agenda. And then researching it some more, I found that that there was a lot of concern out there about the Girl Scouts agendas, or what might was perceived to be the agenda. Can you sort of encapsulate, you know, the concerns that people should have? I know a lot of this is still a work in progress, but what would you want parents of Girl Scouts that are currently involved to know?
Well, I would start with saying that although maybe the troops that they're involved in at the local level may not be involved in some of these issues, we have substantial evidence to show that the Girl Scouts of the USA, the umbrella group for all of these councils, is using their funds to fund efforts, and most specifically the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts, which is promoting a radical feminist abortion, sexual rights agenda internationally. And this group, the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts, which Girl Scouts of the USA is a member of, says that they're representing 10 million girls, which include the Girl Scout members in the United States. And I don't think most people are aware that this money is going to this agenda, that there are many staff members high up in the Girl Scout organization that that support this agenda, and it's something they need to understand.
Now, this is off of the Girl Scout USA website, or I'm sorry, their tax returns. And in 2009, they represented about $1.5 million in funds to, for lack of a better an acronym, WAGS, World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts, and that represented 44% of WAGS budget, so almost 50%.
Right, because there are so many Girl Scouts in the United States, their dues that GSUSA, the Girl Scouts of the USA, pays to WAGS is a substantial part of that international organization's budget. And nobody is really looking at this and really understanding it. And there are several ways in which Girl Scouts of the United States funds the activities of WAGS, the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts.
Well, let me stop you there real quick. I could not get a member, a spokesperson from Girl Scouts USA to come on, but they did give me basically what I would consider their talking points. And one of the things they pointed out to me was that if you were a member, a Girl Scout member, you are not necessarily a member of WAGS.
Okay, well, this is entirely false according to the documentation we have directly from the Girl Scouts of the United States. If you go to our website, 100questionsforthegirlscouts.org, and you go to the section on the left-hand side on the Girl Scouts and WAGS, it'll show you, it has links to several documents from the Girl Scouts of the USA saying that you are automatically a member of WAGS, the World Association, when you become a Girl Scout. And it's interesting because since we put up this website, the Girl Scouts have been trying to hide this. In fact, we have the screenshots you can see, but now if you go to the website, they've changed the wording that has been there in the materials forever. And you should know that all the Girl Scouts on their uniform wear this WAGS pin as part of their uniform, and in their materials say that this represents that they are part of this World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts. Well, again, since we put up our website, they started changing that wording on their website to say something like, it shows that you are connected to the wider world of Girl Scouting. They're backtracking, but they can't get away from the fact that they are official members of the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts. They fund lots of their activities. We couldn't get them to respond to our question for how much money they might have to send to the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts for all the Girl Scouts, you know, when they purchase the pins for those uniforms. And, you know, there's just all these different ways that they're sending money. The the International Girl Scout Organization also has these world centers where they bring Girl Scouts from all across the world, and Girl Scouts of the USA funds the trips of these girls to these centers to get training. They fund the trips of these girls to come to the United Nations, and that's kind of where I come in, because I work at the United Nations, and we see what this World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts is doing, the agenda that they're promoting, and it is not good. And there have been Girl Scouts from the USA on their delegations promoting this abortion sexual rights agenda.
Now, one of the things that I noted was that you had, when you had the Girl Scouts, whether they're whatever their relationship with WAGS, there was a Girl Scout contingent at the UN not too long ago. And there was an adult, no adults allowed meeting.
Yeah, girls only,
Girl
no
Scouts.
Adults.
Except that Josh Oakley, the male spokesman and former homo punk, I think is what he called it, band member for the Dead Bettys. You might remember the hit Sick Days Are for Sex. He's their spokesman, and he was somehow allowed in the room because I think you found some stuff in there, and he said, no, I was there the whole time. The adult male was there the whole time, and he didn't see any of that. Can you elaborate?
Sure. You know, since
Sharon.
Yes?
I'm coming up against a hard break here, so let's pick it up on the other side of that, shall we?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Hold that thought. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge, Pai-Gal Poker, Texas Shootout, Pai-Gal, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. A cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind. Offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Play in our weekly $1,500 guaranteed 21 tournament, Thursdays at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payouts. Indulge and party in the pit on February 24th and 25th for Buck Bet Weekend. $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right, $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables, all day in the 21 pit on Friday, February 24th and Saturday, February 25th. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Senior Idol is back. Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living are proud to once again bring you Shasta County Senior Idol at the Cascade Theater May 11th. But the first round of auditions is next week. If you or someone you know is 55 or above and loves to sing, call now to schedule an audition. Call 222-8969. Call the Vistas Assisted Living in Reading, where the auditions are held starting next week. 222-8969.
You make me feel so young.
Senior Idol is a fundraiser for Compass Shining Care. They provide in-home care for seniors in need.
On the road again, going to Kansas City.
Senior Idol, sponsored by the Taylor Motors family, Taylor Motors Buick Cadillac GMC Reading, by Beautiful Vistas Assisted Living and Memory Care, and by News Channel 7 KRCR. Senior Idol auditions next week and the big show in May with co-hosts Jennifer Scarborough and Don Burton.
Remember, Shasta County Senior Idol auditions start next week, so call 222-8969 and schedule an audition.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where you can pick up the Macanudo, one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands, known for mild flavor and body. They also collect old or damaged American flags and need proper disposal, and they collect all their empty cans and bottles and donate them to the Empire Recovery Center. Now, back to our guest host, Jake Ryan.
Good morning, ready? Okay, now I'm back on, right? Okay. Bob is just looking hog. All right, so, Sharon, are you still there, right? Sharon?
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Let me set this up for you. You are at the UN with a contingent of Girl Scouts. You're in lines. Everybody's trying to get registered and such, and you're missing out on some of the breakout sessions. So you run over to one of the rooms, you know, make sure
but
that.
But let me correct you. I'm not with the Girl Scouts. I'm with other youth and adults that are there.
Okay. But
I have no idea that the Girl Scouts are even there at this point when I'm in line.
Oh, okay. All right, right. So you run over to, because they're, you know, none of your girls are there because they're still in line getting registered. Is that correct?
Yes, the youth that we had hoped. Let me start from the beginning. I saw in the schedule on that first day at the UN that the Girl Scouts of the USA was hosting a girls only meeting at this UN conference, and that concerned me because I knew that the World Association of Girl Scouts promotes abortion. They have a Let's Talk About Sex campaign. They, you know, they're pretty radical. And I thought, oh no, I hope the Girl Scouts of the USA are not involved in this. At this point, I didn't know anything about their connections to the international umbrella organization. And so we couldn't get our youth to get their badges in time, so I rushed over myself to go see what was going on. And when I arrived, I sat down in the back of the room, and I was immediately told by an adult that I couldn't be there, that this was a girls-only youth event, no adults allowed. And so they escorted me out of the room. Well, that was concerning in and of itself. So I waited around until the session was over. I asked the lady outside what they were doing in there. She said they were working on a girls' statement. I said, do you have a draft? She handed me the draft, and it had some very sophisticated UN-speak language for reproductive health services, which has the connotation of promoting abortion. So I was even more concerned. I stuck around. As soon as they opened the doors to end the meeting, I went to look on the back table, which is where people distribute information at these UN events, and picked up all the materials there. And one of the things that I picked up is what started our whole, you know, journey into researching the Girl Scouts, because it was a brochure published by International Planned Parenthood called Healthy, Happy, and Hot. And, you know, I can't even say over the air some of the things this contained. You have to see it to believe it. You can look it up on the Internet, Healthy, Happy, and Hot by International Planned Parenthood. But it teaches youth how to have sex in all different ways, have anal sex, have oral sex. They have a right to sexual pleasure. It's for children who are infected with the HIV virus, and it tells them they have a right not to have to inform their sexual partners that they are infected with HIV, that they can have sex with people of the same sex or different sex. I mean, it was unbelievable to find this in the Girl Scout meeting.
Now, there's another pamphlet I came across, which was called It's Perfectly Normal. And this was from a Texas council that that had a Planned Parenthood executive spokesperson. And this is the sort of stuff, you know, ladies and gentlemen out there listening, that's in this. And I'm going to use the M word, which is, you know, I just feel funny even saying it, because I know there are children in the car going to work. So there are a lot of different ways to have sex and lots of different types of sex. There is no right or wrong way to have sex. Just have fun. Explore and be yourself. And then the brochure goes on to encourage young people to, quote, improve your sex life by getting to know your own body. Play with yourself. M is a great way to find out more about your body and what you find sexually stimulating. Mix things up by using different kinds of touch, from very soft to hard, very hard. Talk about the act or your fantasy. Talk dirty to them. I mean... Okay.
And this is aimed at what audience?
The Girl Scouts.
Yes, that's Talk Dirty was also in the Healthy, Happy, and Hot brochure.
Well, of course it would be.
It's unconscionable. It's unconscionable. You know, there are many organizations behind this agenda, but to find this
we're going to be back right back. Sharon, hold those thoughts.
KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off today's session with the market searching for direction. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down roughly 20 points. The price of oil is going up over concern of a possible supply disruption in the Middle East. The Italian government denies reports that Iran is cutting oil exports to six European countries. Iran has threatened to cut exports to what it calls hostile European nations that adhere to the United States-sponsored oil embargo against Iran, which calls for countries to boycott Iranian oil and avoid entering into new contracts to buy it. The Federal Reserve unanimously approved Capital One's plan to buy ING's online banking business. It's the largest bank deal to get the Fed's okay since the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial overhaul was passed into law. And manufacturing in the New York region continues to gain momentum with a third straight month of gains. February's Empire Manufacturing Index from the New York Fed came in better than expected with a reading of 19.53. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 national survey of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale. Friday through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
Trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center. We have more brand names for you, better service too. Since 1945, we've been the one to trust. Come on over to Carmona's, you'll save more with us.
If your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than five times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Cowboy open party down.
The biggest three-day rodeo in the country. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Media. We're on the line now with Sharon Slater, who is with Family Watch, talking about the Girl Scouts. Sharon, you still there with me? Sharon?
Hold on. Sharon, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. Before we went to the break, you were talking about their response to what what you had found, and what was that?
Yes, the Girl Scouts of the USA denied that Healthy, Happy, and Hot brochure could have ever been in that room. That they say they do not partner with Planned Parenthood, never have, and never will. Now, that sent us on a journey to research the issue, and we found plenty of evidence, ample evidence, that a number of Girl Scout councils have partnered with Planned Parenthood and brought inappropriate sexuality education to them. But they can justify it by kind of being deceptive, because they'll say, we don't partner, we never have, but they're meaning the headquarters, the office in New York hasn't. But that doesn't mean that the Girl Scout councils are not partnering.
Now, if people want to, don't want to do the kind of extensive research you did, but want to find all that information in just, you know, several convenient spots, where would you recommend people go look?
Well, I would just actually have to recommend them to go to our website, because that's exactly what we've done there, to take, according to category, the Girl Scouts and abortion, the Girl Scouts and radical feminism, the Girl Scouts and the LGBT agenda. They click on that. They've got questions, but each of those questions link to documentation showing those connections. Even the screenshots before the Girl Scouts have scrubbed many of the things to try to hide their tracks.
Now, Kathy Koniger, she was a CEO of Girl Scouts, correct?
Yes, she was, until recently.
Okay, and she, I have a cut here, which is Austin Roos, the president of the Catholic Family and Human Institute, and he has some comments about all this, and then he plays a cut of Kathy Koniger, and let's go to that cut.
Austin Roos is a father and head of CFAM, and he and his wife now say no when Girl Scouts come to the door trying to sell the popular cookies.
The Girl Scouts really have no business partnering with the largest abortion provider in the world.
Girl Scouts, as the largest voice for and advocate for girls across the country, know that girls grow up with very complex issues facing them. And so we do, across the country, tackle the issues of human sexuality and body image and all of the things that girls are facing, and we partner with many organizations. We have relationships with our church communities, with YWCAs, and with Planned Parenthood organizations across the country to bring information-based sex education programs to girls.
Roos is reminded of Girl Scout event at the United Nations, where Planned Parenthood Hot, Happy, and Healthy sex education brochures were placed.
And that got us going on this particular issue, and then we discovered that there was some very creepy conference that the Girl Scouts in Texas put on with Planned Parenthood, which dealt with much of the same issues as the Healthy, Hot, and Happy brochure. So there's just a lot of evidence. As my wife said, there's something really rotten going on here.
Okay, so Sharon, the female voice we heard was Kathy Koniger, and it sounds to me like she's saying, yeah, you know, she's being honest about it. She says, yeah, we partner with Planned Parenthood. So if the Girl Scouts are telling you that, what's the problem, Sharon?
You know, they're trying to cover their tracks because they're losing so many members. Since we broke the story on Healthy, Happy, and Hot, and people started to see, and, you know, people are leaving in droves, especially the Catholic members of the Girl Scouts, because the Catholic diocese have a lot of troops. So they're trying to backtrack on a lot of issues that they have admitted before.
So are they disavowing their CEO's comments?
They are. They do it in very carefully worded ways. They say, well, she didn't mean this, but she kind of meant this. And you know, I've got a clip on our website regarding that in the Girl Scouts and Planned Parenthood section where they try to backtrack. But they really can't do it. It's there. Everybody's seen it. And if people are really trying to understand whether this is really happening, it's the smoking gun. It's the proof.
Now, would you agree with me? I've headed up some large organizations. I've certainly done a lot of the finances, and I know that they tell you that the cookie money, none of that is going to go to any of this stuff. You know that. But when you fund things indirectly, and again, your observation. I know that membership dues get waived for girls, but somebody's got to pay if their needs, obviously, and it's great that Girl Scouts waive it, but that money came from somewhere to make up the difference. And if it's not coming from the $12 membership per year, then it's coming from another pool, another pocket. And you can say, well, $1.4 million or $1.5 million is coming out of a different pool. But what is that pool? Did it come out of cookie sales? Did it come out of membership fees? Did it come out of, licensing? Every good deed, every wonderful, wholesome thing that the Girl Scouts on the local level do enhances the reputation and makes that licensing more valuable. And indirectly, it sounds to me like that's funding this radical agenda. Is that fair?
Yes. What they do is they tell everybody, none of your Girl Scout dues is going to go to anything except local things. It doesn't go to this. But if you ask them another question, and you'll say, when I pay my dues, does that cause Girl Scouts of the USA to give money to the World Association of Guys and Girl Scouts? And they'll say, oh, yes, it does trigger a payment from this other fund over here. But it's not the fund where you paid your dues, into. It's a different fund. But it's just playing with semantics. I believe it's very deceptive.
Okay, so your last word on the issue,
okay,
before we get a break.
Sure. There's other good websites that you mentioned. There's Speak Now Girl Scouts, Girl Scouts Why Not, Honest Girl Scouts, all.coms. Go to 100 Questions for the Girl Scouts.org. Look for yourself. We don't want you to believe us. We want you to see the documentation. It's very well documented.
Okay. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for being on the program with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
All right. One other thing that I didn't. Are we going on?
Go ahead. Go ahead and finish your thoughts, sir.
Just ladies and gentlemen, you are dealing with an amateur here. So, just wanted to point out we have somebody else coming on that offers an alternative, and something as simple as what is a girl somehow has become more complex, and more on that when we come back from the break.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference. As I'm selling real estate in the community, people always notice that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for any and all sportsmen and women, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, motorhomes, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, wildlife art, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus Kid Strout fishing pond, Bassman fishing demos, Dutch
Covenant Barbecue Cook-Off and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy Display this year featuring a life-size bison and bear. Attention hunters, bring in your horn to be officially scored at the display in Pissarro Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaway, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, gunner, the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the 25th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KRCR News Channel 7, North Valley Bank and Coors Light, and this radio station.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, the time is 7:45 on Free Fire Radio. It is 39 degrees in Reading. This portion of the program brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't replace your windshield until you explore all your options. In most cases, your windshield is still repairable, even if it's bigger than a quarter or has grown into a 24-inch crack. Check out Jeff Wurst. He's the owner of Reading Crackmaster at 3208 South Market Street in Reading, 241-8373. That's Crackmaster, 241-8373. And now, back to our guest host, Jake Ryan.
Welcome back. Okay, let's see. We talked to Sharon Slater about her experience with the UN and such. And I mentioned before the break, you know, what is a girl? I mean, what's such a stupid question to ask? You know what a girl is. You know what a boy is. Well, no, you're being less than sophisticated. You're a Philistine, a Luddite. I mean, how do you, you know, those are the old definitions. Plumbing is, being a girl is much more than just the plumbing. Being a boy is much more than just that. And so we have the spectacle of little Bobby Montoya in Colorado, 7 years old, in a lesbian couple, has two children in their household. One older daughter is in Girl Scouts, and the boy who is identifying himself as a girl. You know, somehow, since he was two, he's known about his sexuality. I think it's a bunch of hogwash, personally. I have raised four boys, and you know, what they know about themselves and, you know, the wisdom that we're willing to attribute to somebody that's gnawing on a remote control, you know, or putting things in their mouth or, you know, pushing, shoving, doing all the silly things. The idea that we would describe some sort of wisdom that they would have the capacity to know they're about their own sexuality is ridiculous. And any parent knows that. So, but you have Bobby Montoya's mother, who obviously had an agenda, and took Bobby to the Girl Scouts, and the leader said, well, he's got boy parts, and it's not part of our rule, and that should have been the end of it. But no. No, she fought it, demanded that the leader get sensitivity. Actually, no. The Girl Scouts offered to reverse themselves, said, no, sure. If you identify him as a girl, if he thinks he's a girl, he's a girl. Okay? And just to be consistent, everybody's falling all over themselves, calling her a transgender girl, but there are video clips of her talking, the mother talking about Bobby and calling him. So, you know, and he dresses like a girl. Well, who bought him the dresses? You know, he plays with girls' toys. Well, who bought him those toys? I think you're looking at a household that's very hostile to males. And poor little Bobby Montoya, I'm sure, senses that, and like any child, wants to please his parent. So if his parent wants a girl, that's exactly what Bobby Montoya is going to be. So, unfortunately, the Girl Scouts, instead of trying to help, are making it worse and as far as sexual confusion, and they say, well, if Bobby is being presented as a girl, we're going to accept her as a girl. And so that's it. I guess that's the definition. If you think you're a boy, you're a boy. If you think you're a girl, you're a girl. That's it. Welcome to the wonderful world. So one introduction I want to make is for the next person coming in. The Great Rivers Girl Scout Council in Ohio in 1995 was caught using explicit sex education curriculum, quote, sexuality and you, at a weekend overnight event. When a troop leader disclosed to parents that their girls had been instructed to pass around a life-size phallus and exposed to a game where the words zoophilia, nymphomania, sadomasochism, and more were placed on their backs, she was kicked. She, the leader that finked on the Girl Scouts, was kicked out of Girl Scouts. 26 fellow volunteers resigned in solidarity. One of those 26, I've got on the website here, says is Patty Garibay, and she went on to found the American Heritage Girls as a result. And now Patty is a founder and executive director of the National Charter Development Organization, the American Heritage Girls.
She was educated at Ohio State University with a major in secondary education in French. And Patty shares a love of history and youth. That's who my next guest is. And Patty, are you there?
I am there. I'm here, actually. It's good to be with you, Jake.
It's good to be with you. Now, I grabbed that off of a website about the Great Rivers City Girl Scout Council in Ohio, so I'm hoping that that was true, because you just don't know on the Internet these days.
Unfortunately, it is true, in that I was part of that experience. You're right.
Okay, but now that's the Girl Scouts, and once instead of cursing the dark, you lit a candle, and that candle was called the American Heritage Girls. So can you tell me more about your organization? And, well, actually, how you started it, and, you know, where you went from here, and where you are now.
Absolutely. That group of parents that left in solidarity did begin to meet, and to meet literally around a kitchen table, Jake, wondering what could be done for our daughters so that they could still have a wonderful scouting experience, but that it be based in the wholesomeness that was expected in the past of scouting. And so those parents, along with other people that came along, really decided maybe it was time for an extracurricular type program that would be similar, but we had no idea that God would have such a big plan for American Heritage Girls, and that it would exist as long as it did, way out existing our daughters aging in Girl Scouts or scouting period. So this has been a really good journey for us, but since 1995 in Westchester, Ohio, a northern suburb of Cincinnati, American Heritage Girls has served tens of thousands of families, and we do that through a family-friendly, faith-based, multi-level scout-type organization that's basically dedicated to developing character and leadership.
Now, are there any organizations or any units of the American Heritage Girls here in California?
Oh, yes, there is. And in order to find those, you just need to visit our website and look to the area called Find a Troop. And there's a Google Map search as well that makes it real easy to find.
And your website? And your website?
It's ahgonline.org.
So American Heritage Girl, AHG.
Mm-hmm.
What was it again?
Online. AHGonline.org. Or you can Google search American Heritage Girls.
Okay. We're going to be coming up on a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the American Heritage Girls. Can you hold on?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment. Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale. Friday through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference, and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury. The once-a-year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a four-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. Hope your tanks are full and your heaters are on. With all the snow, we're very busy delivering. The heater technicians are swamped, but we're still installing heaters every day. If you'd like to come by to the plant, we have a lot of Toyo Tommy and Monitor heaters on display. We'd love to show you how we can save you money and stay warm. Northern Lights Energy. For all those portable heaters, we sell Clear Pearl in your container or ours. We are now selling DEF, urea fluid, for all the new diesel vehicles and big rigs, 2.5 gallons or 55-gallon containers. Remember, with all the bad weather and the road closures, be patient. We have some of the best drivers in the business, and we will get there. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, open on Saturday. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by R&B Sharpening, 365-1479. If it has an edge, R&B Sharpening will make it sharper. See Bob and Judy at R&B Sharpening, 6915 East Side Road, Anderson, California, 365-1479. Now back to Jake Ryan.
I am Jake Ryan, and I'm subbing for Linda and Carl Bott while they're on quote-unquote vacation. My guest today is Patty Garibay. Patty, am I pronouncing that right? Garibay?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Now, the Girl Scouts is an institution. The Boy Scouts are an institution. We've heard of them. And since American Heritage Girls isn't quite there yet, tell me about the relationship between you and the institution of the Boy Scouts.
Well, that relationship solidified in 2009 when American Heritage Girls and the Boy Scouts of America entered into a memorandum of mutual support, which has really created an alliance and a relationship between the two organizations that truly benefits the youth of our nation. What it really equates to is the sharing of resource, understanding, and activities for scouts and for families, and it allows a scouting family night to occur. And we have so much in common with the Boy Scouts in that we charter just like the Boy Scouts, so the troops are owned and operated by churches and private schools, which allows for the faith component and the duty to God to be strong and foremost in the scouting experience. Matter of fact, in 1917, Lord Baden-Powell, the founder of the Boy Scouts, wrote in his pamphlet, Scouting and Christianity, that scouting is nothing less than applied Christianity. And so for us to partner with the Boy Scouts in such a meaningful way really seems to be the fruition of Baden-Powell's dream back in 1917, and it's really neat to see it happening in this day and age.
Well, now, Patty, that brings up an interesting question to me. Can you be Buddhist or Jewish or Muslim and be an American Heritage Girl?
Absolutely. American Heritage Girls is open to all girls of all faiths and all socioeconomic groups and all races, and they're open to everyone. However, American Heritage Girls does have a statement of faith, which applies to its adult leaders and its charter partners, and that can be found on our website.
Okay. Now, people that just heard our last segment, and it was talking about some revelations about what's going on with the Girl Scout national leadership, and you know, there are a lot of people that are you know, worried about that, and they're listening to your organization, and the chief thought, I'm sorry to say, that it comes to my mind is, do you guys sell cookies?
No, we do not, Jake. We want to be known for our program and not our product. And so we allow troops to choose whatever they want to do in fundraising within the policies and guidelines of HG. And they're able to keep all the profits and really to be able to grow their troops and help fund them in the way that's most suitable in their community.
Those cookies were awfully good, though. if it wasn't for the potential of funding a certain agenda, I wouldn't think twice about it. But and then I guess the can of nuts is out too, huh?
No, nuts are okay. No, whatever, like I said, whatever the troops. Some of the girls do sell cookie dough, Jake, so you might want to look for that. Bake your own.
Now, I see here that the closest unit to us here in Redding is in Yuba. I just looked that up. And so it sounds to me like if we're going to do anything here in Redding, we'd actually have to start one up. And how would somebody do that, listening to you on the radio? Where would they go?
Absolutely. Visit the website, first of all. It's all laid out step by step on how that's done. And we find that the charter partners are very anxious to grow their youth ministry and to become an outward focused
organization. That'll have to be the last word on it. So, Patty, I thank you. I hope you can come back.
And you are listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a compromise, but it's not set in stone yet.
I've learned to wait till I see the deal to know that there's a deal.
Democratic Congressman Javier Becerra, cautiously optimistic the tax cut we've been getting in our paychecks will be extended through 2012. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Dave, just in the last few minutes, House Speaker John Boehner said it's all looking pretty good.
If the agreement comes together, like I expect it will, the House should vote this week.
This on a plan to keep the payroll tax cut in place, extend unemployment benefits, and stop a scheduled cut in the amount doctors who take Medicare patients receive. Still, Democrats like Connecticut's John Larson are wary.
Things have had the ability to change around here rather rapidly.
And now some conservative Republicans say while they're okay with extending the payroll tax cut, they're not okay with extending unemployment benefits or doing the doc fix without including ways to pay for them. Dave?
Rich, the day after President Obama publicly urged Congress to extend the tax cut, he's hitting the road, starting a trip where he'll do a lot of campaigning. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, live in Wisconsin.
The president is making a brief stop here in Milwaukee before heading to California and Washington State for a string of 8 fundraisers. Here he'll visit the Master Lock Company, which he mentioned in his State of the Union speech. He's using Master Lock as an example of U.S. companies that are bringing jobs back into the United States, 100 in this case. Meanwhile, the president getting a little good economic news today. Builder sentiment, though still low, increased last month, and industrial output also grew. And a New York Times CBS poll shows the president's approval rating inching up to 50. Dave?
Mike, Iran's president, is proud, boasting of a big nuclear step forward. He himself loading the first Iranian-made fuel rod he hails as a new generation of faster and more efficient uranium enrichment. The U.S. and the EU have increased sanctions on Iran, fearing they're trying to build nuclear weapons. On Wall Street, the Dow down 33 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
As President Obama starts a 3-day, 3-state trip with a lot of fundraisers, Rick Santorum campaigns in North Dakota today. Several polls have he and Mitt Romney neck and neck in the Republican race.
My campaign hasn't run any negative ads against Rick Santorum. His campaign ran attack ads against me in South Carolina, and his PAC did so in Missouri.
Santorum has said Romney sounds desperate. The next two primaries are in 2 weeks in Michigan and Arizona. A drug bust at Texas Christian University, a big one. 17 students arrested, 4 of them football players, in a 6-month investigation that included some drugs sold to undercover Fort Worth police.
We hope that everyone on campus can look at this not as a defining moment, but as an important step in the safety and health of our campus.
TCU Chancellor Victor Boschini says anyone found guilty will be expelled. A prison fire in Honduras has left more than 300 inmates dead, some trapped in their cells with no guard around to let them out.
The fire swept through the Honduran prison late Tuesday night, burning many inmates to death in their cells. They're still trying to figure out the cause, but there are reports that it could have been started either by a prisoner or an electrical problem. Firemen say they weren't allowed allowed to enter the jail because they heard gunshots, while a prison official claims there was a riot. It's now considered one of the worst prison fires ever in Latin America. The number of casualties is high as the facility was greatly overcrowded. Officials say it will take months to identify all of the victims. David Nutto, Fox News Radio.
An Indiana man goes on federal trial today in Arizona, charged with child abuse. Christopher Carlson's accused of forcing his three grandsons, aged 8, 9, and 12, to go on a hike in the Grand Canyon in brutal summer heat without food or water, at times hitting and choking them. Investigators say that Carlson told them the kids were overweight and he thought the hike would whip them into shape. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome, Reading. This is Jake Ryan. I know you're used to hearing those who just joined our program, Carl and Linda, at this time, but they are on quote-unquote vacation, on assignment. I sit here and I wonder, is this it? Is Iran going to be struck while Carl and Linda are conveniently out of the room? Okay, so I know that a lot of you on the chat room were talking about Patty Garibay, and we would have held her over, but as we went to the hard break, she also hung up. So, and I do have other guests coming on, so if you do want to learn more about the American Heritage Girls, just go to ahgonline.com, or I'm sorry, .org, or Google American Heritage Girls. And if you're looking to start the organization, then by all means, they have a nice little box where you click on it, and it'll give you all the instructions. And like I said, the closest American Heritage Girls is Yuba, and that just seems like kind of a long drive for a meeting. My next guest later on, in actually a couple of minutes, is Sean Steele, and he is the former president of the California Republican Party. He is now the Republican state, what do they call that, committeeman. There's a committee man and a committee woman that the Republican Party sends to the national level, and he's the committee man. I haven't checked the plumbing. It's just like the Girl Scouts. I'm going to assume that if he says he's a man, he's a man. So he's the committee man for the state of California. And more importantly, his wife is more famous than he is. Michelle Steele is Board of Equalization, the ones that levy and decide your taxes. So he'll be coming up in a couple minutes. And before that, it was mentioned that I am the president of the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. If you want some advice on gold and silver, just understand I sell the stuff, so it won't necessarily be unbiased. Here's my advice: buy gold and silver, buy it from me. So, no, I actually think that, especially at looking over the Obama budget, the projection over the next 10 years, that there is a good case to be made for monetary collapse. There's just no way we can sustain this kind of borrowing.
Well, Jake, if I may step in real quickly, you want to take a look at the monetary picture. We have on the line Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. Susan, give us an update on the financial picture, if you would, please.
Good morning, Bob. Well, we have a very quiet day on Wall Street with the major averages just remaining mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 27 points at 12,851. The S&P 500 is positive 2 points at 1353. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 18 points at 2949. The three most active stocks, Bank of America is trading positive 9 cents at $8.07. Citigroup's positive 46 cents, trading at 3254. EMC Corp up 55 cents at $26.95 per share. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's down 4 cents at $63.48. PG&E negative 3 cents at $41.41. Bank of Commerce down a penny at $3.95. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note yield is 1.94%, while the 30-year bond is 3.07%. Taking a look at commodities, gold is up $17.60 at $17.53 per ounce. Silver is up 30 cents at $33.65 per ounce. Crude oil trading positive 94 cents at $101 a barrel.
That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Susan. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute each day, weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR 1460. When we come back, we'll take a look at the weather and then more with Jake Ryan, our guest host, on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale. Friday through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
This portion of Free Fire Radio, well, let's take a look at the weather. It's going to be mostly sunny today. The high near 60 degrees. And winds, though, we could have winds gusting up to about 30 miles an hour in some areas. Clear tonight, a low of 36. And then mostly sunny for your Thursday. And winds, excuse me, diminishing a little bit. Currently, we are showing about 36 degrees, or yeah, it's 36 degrees here at KCNR. Now back to our guest host, Jake Ryan.
Good morning, Reading. This is Jake Ryan. I am currently here for subbing for Linda and Carl Bott. Before we broke, I was mentioning the gold and the silver thing. And the debt and all the things that just make you want to yell and scream and tear your hair out and say, I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take this any longer. But one of the things, just to give you a perspective, one of the many things I've done in my life is I was also trained in Mandarin Chinese at the Defense Language Institute Monterey when I was in the service. Yes, I'm also a veteran. I'm sure it was not something that Carl specifically looked for, but I think he's happy when other veterans get on and sub for him. But in my past life, I was a Chinese interrogator, so I still keep up with it. I still read the blogs out of Singapore and Taiwan, and the one thing that may make you feel a whole lot better is that the Chinese are scared spitless. They are petrified of what we were going to do. Now, they talk big about demanding this and demanding that, and they have all our debt, but think about that for a second. There's an old adage that goes, if you owe the bank, well, Bob, if you owe the bank $50,000,
mm-hmm.
does the bank pretty much own you? I mean, if you're late on a payment, are they all over you?
They are in fact on the phone, but they can only take it so far.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that you have had this experience, but I'm just, you know, if you'd guess that they would be on you.
Well, we no longer have debtors' prisons, let me put it that way.
And thank God for that. Okay, so, yeah, $50,000, banks all over you. But, Bob, what would happen if, I don't know, you borrowed $200 million? If you were late on a payment, would they be all over you, or would they be asking you pretty please if they could help restructure your loan?
Well, yeah, because if you walk away, they lose a pile.
That's right. So the adage goes, if you borrow $50,000, the bank owns you. If you borrow $500 million, you own the bank. Well, in that scenario, who's the bank? And in that case, it's China. And we didn't borrow $50,000. We borrowed somewhere in the neighborhood of, $4.5 trillion. We own them. If we do anything, I mean, think about this. We're the only country in the world, the only country in the world that issues our sovereign debt in our own currency. And most of you think, well, so what? So what does that mean? You know what that means? That means the Germans, when they had the Deutschmark, would never issue sovereign debt in Deutschmarks because nobody would buy it. Because everybody would say, oh, you Germans, you might print up some Deutschmarks. Same thing with the Japanese. When they issue sovereign debt, it's in dollars or it's in euros. It's never in yen because they have the ability to print up yen to pay you back. Only we can be trusted not to print up money to pay up our sovereign debt. And you know we would never abuse that privilege. So that being said, since we are the only country in the world that gets to issue our sovereign debt in our own currency, the Chinese have nothing to worry about because we would never print up money just to pay it back and make it, you know, everything they hold worthless. So, yeah. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. Yeah, so that's what the Chinese are worried about. And they have a right to, because basically it's not if we're going to be printing money, we are. In fact, it's gotten even cheaper because it's just electronic blips now, and those, you know, last I checked, hardly cost anything. We have a caller, Bob. I'm not sure how to work it. He called me on my cell phone instead of the landline.
That was yours. I was looking at mine going, what happened? He needs calls back on the landline. Well, we have no way of patching that over.
Well, do you want to take it for a minute while I talk to him on the phone? And
well, why don't we go ahead and take an early break, and then we'll have lots of room to get us into the bottom of the hour. Let's go ahead and let you know, of course, that this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by our friends at Estate Granite and Marble. The strength and opulence of marble and granite used around the world, places like Irish castles, Italian cathedrals, and steps rising to the top of Spanish towers. Well, you can have that kind of beauty in your very own home, thanks to the folks, Mike Huburn, the gang down there at Estate Marble and Estate Granite and Marble. Their website is estategranite.com. Check them out, 241-STONE, 241-7866. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. Guest host Jake Ryan will be back in just a few. Stick around. Lots more to come.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635. The Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality Auto Repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. This is Free Fire Media, and this is Jake Ryan subbing for Linda and Carl Bott while they're on assignment. Our guest, a little technical difficulty. Remember, this is a live radio, and we're flying by the seat of our pants. The guest is Sean Steele. He, as I mentioned before, he is currently the national committeeman representing California's Republican Party. And he is the spouse of Michelle Steele, the Board of Equalization, the tax woman, basically. Sean, are you...
Anti-tax woman.
What's that?
She's the anti-tax woman, of course. I would not marry a woman who likes taxes. She's on the tax board to fight taxes.
Wow, okay. So I just... Everybody remember that when you have to... And you can't appeal to the Board of Equalization, right?
Well, that's what they are. They take all the appeals. And so it's actually an administrator, it makes the laws, and then it also adjudicates its own laws. So they are the prosecutor, the defense attorney, as well as the jury. They got it all.
And happily, she's in the majority of the Board of Equalization, right?
Unhappily, there's two Republicans and three Democrats. Do the math. Taxpayers get hit badly most of the time because Democrats just don't like people. They don't like people at work, particularly.
You're painting with a broad brush there, Sean.
I can prove it, though.
Okay.
I can absolutely prove it. We got too much evidence. It's overwhelming. Bring any Democrat on board, and I'll prove it to him.
Okay. Well, you know, we just finished up with a segment on the Girl Scouts and Planned Parenthood and abortions and all these really nasty things, and I remember a long time ago, when I used to be in Southern California, there was talk about Saul Alinsky before everybody else knew who Saul Alinsky was, and that he was Obama's, pretty much a mentor, if not in fact, then certainly in spirit. There was a phrase called "organize the organized," where if an organization isn't explicitly conservative or Christian or isn't specifically stating that almost on a daily basis, then they're ripe for takeover by a liberal or progressive agenda. Isn't that pretty much the experience?
Well, yes. In fact, that's not just purely Saul Alinsky. I mean, Vladimir Lenin had used that beautifully earlier in the 20th century, and that comes from Socialist International. That's what you have with the so-called Fabian socialist. Really, if there's a way to describe Obama, it's a Fabian. You do it incrementally, steadily, but you don't do it that'll upset the masses. Fabian socialism is terribly important because they like to put a lot of lipstick on their pig, and oftentimes they get away with it.
Now, just recently, Obama just came out with his budget projection for the last 10 years. Have you seen it or heard anything about it?
Yeah. I have not. I'm going to listen to you.
Well, I know this is going to shock you, but I was looking it over, and I know my background in that I've done a lot of budget analysis, and I was actually struck with how honest the budget was.
Hmm.
Do you realize that its deficits in his projection for the next 4 years, and then magically revenues start coming in in 2017, the 10-year trend.
That's when he's out of office.
He's
offloaded all of these projections that definitely talking about kicking the can down the road. Oh, he's kicking the entire steel mill down the road.
Well, that would mean that he'd expect that a Republican would be coming in 2017 to clean up the mess.
Yeah, well, we can't afford that. I mean, that's not even a good joke anymore. I mean, getting rid of Obama is the number one concern that Americans had in a Rasmussen poll earlier in January. What's the number one issue of that worries you the most? It's not nuclear war with Iran. It's not, meltdown of the economy. It's defeating Obama. Having Obama return for four more years will really finish the job. It's going to be real difficult to turn the ship of state around with him, with the damage that he's done already with his Democrat allies. But another 4 years is just not negotiable.
Now, in addition to his lack of spending discipline, there's a good chance that he'll have an appointment or two on the Supreme Court if he stays in the next 4 years. Is that right?
Well, that's the game. You know, so many folks look at the here and now, the next budget. And by the way, that's a nice euphemism, spending discipline. He has very good spending discipline. He's out to rob America, those at work, and he's trying to create a whole new generation of politically dependent masses. And then the other component of the dependency class are those that administrate the dependency money.
Well,
and they get $100,000 a year. So there's no problem with the spending discipline. He knows precisely what he's doing, and he's trying to gin it up for the Democrats to have permanent power between the takers and the producers.
Well, you know, it is almost as hard on any given test to get 100% wrong answers as it is to get 100% good answers. So so he's got very good spending discipline. All right, so then he's not, we know about that, but the Supreme Court, you were making a point and I interrupted it.
The Supreme Court is huge, and of course that's the one thing that keeps the administration in check. It keeps, they're getting into a very much of a decentralist mode, favoritism of private property rights, very good on individual liberties. I mean, it's the best Supreme Court we've had in our lifetimes, and even then we're hanging on by a thread. It's like we have 4.5 justices. There's one justice that keeps swinging both ways. And if Obama gets two more hardcore radical leftists that he's already put on so far, we're going to have a draconian return to Earl Wilson, but much worse than it was under Earl Wilson. It's going to be pro-federalist, pro-centralist, and anti-individualist.
And the guy swinging either way, that's Breyer, right?
Yeah, no, that's Kennedy from California.
Oh, okay.
Oddly enough, great name. Republican appointee, you know, put up by a Republican president, and, you know, once again, he wants to be loved rather than do the right thing.
Okay, I have this radical theory, and I can't prove any of it, but the whole thing with Ruth Bader Ginsburg saying out loud that, you know, she would not look to the U.S. Constitution, to all these emerging democracies, quote-unquote democracies, if you call what's going on in Egypt.
There's a great training ground for democracy, to send it over to the Egyptian Brotherhood.
There you go. Well, now she. I have a theory that the mainstream media is willing to play up that sort of stuff, because I think, you know, given her illnesses, I mean, she has cancer, and there is a good chance that she, you know, will not survive the next 4 years. I mean, I hate to say that, you know, it's mm-hmm. speculating at graveside, but it just seemed to me that, again, to me it's Jake Ryan, conspiracy theorist, that the mainstream media wanted to put out something as blatantly, you know, anti-American, anti-Constitution as what Justice Ginsburg said, in order to sort of browbeat her, start a campaign of basically having her resign so that Obama can place somebody younger.
It's a completely unfounded rumor. I like it. It's just as well. You know, please, lady gal, step aside. But it doesn't really matter. If let's assume she resigned today. Obama's going to have a heck of a time getting anybody on his high list getting through the Senate, because they got 48 Republicans. That's a big deal, and so it wouldn't be a good time. But on the other hand, it would actually. I'm kind of swinging back and forth on this myself, Jake. Probably better that she resign now than if we get a Republican in power. That's what you're suggesting.
I think that's on the Democrat side, just on the off chance that their guy, Obama, doesn't make it.
Yeah, they're running out of time. But I tell you, right now, we get a 50-50 race. There's no guarantee that anybody's going to win this thing. Republicans got to sort out their own nomination process and make up their mind which one's going to take on Obama. We have the toughest boot camp training for nominees ever in political history. You got to admire that.
You know, unfortunately, I don't have the same faith you have in the Senate Republicans. You said 48, but then in my mind, I immediately ticked off the ladies from Maine, and that mm-hmm. brought us down to 46. And then Brown hasn't really impressed me much other than his health care thing, and he's looking to get reelected. And I just kind of wonder how many more Republicans would waffle. I mean, you just have to pick them off one by one to, you know, get to 40 or 39.
That's true.
And that doesn't seem like a Herculean effort.
That's a much better set of odds that we've had before, though. And plus, don't overlook that the Senate Republican side is much more conservative, frankly, than it's ever been, ever. And we got Jim DeMint and a whole bunch of his followers. And so it's so the very core of the caucus has shifted. We still got a couple of outliers.
Right. Well, I mean, I listen to stuff that Mitch McConnell says all the time, and it just seems like that he has no problems in there tweaking Jim DeMint, and just makes me wonder how much he influenced people like Jim DeMint have on that side if they feel so free to ridicule them.
Well, you know what? Jim DeMint has a lot more votes than he had 2 years ago, and that's the name of the game. And DeMint's not retiring; he's not backing down.
Yeah, Sean, can you stay with me after this break?
Yes,
because we're coming up on it on the news. So, this is Free Fire Media.
And thank you very much for listening to Free Fire Radio with your guest host Jake Ryan this morning. And just a quick check of the weather before we bail on out of here. It's going to be sunny today, a high of around 66. And our weather report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, where, of course, conservative commentator Ann Coulter will be in attendance coming up on March the 23rd. You can find out more about tickets and everything you need to know about that by visiting AnselmoVineyards.com. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A warning from a congressional negotiator about reports a deal is nearly done to extend the payroll tax break the rest of the year.
I've learned to wait till I see the deal to know that there's a deal. And I'd like to make sure I get to read the fine print in any deal.
Democratic Congressman Javier Becerra of California. House Republicans were asked why they gave up their call to keep the tax break from adding to the deficit.
We were not going to allow Democrats to continue to play games and cause a tax increase for hardworking Americans.
House Speaker John Boehner. Negotiators are reportedly still working on the extension of long-term unemployment insurance, which would go along with the renewal of the tax break. 17 students at Texas Christian University have been arrested for allegedly selling cocaine and other drugs. The arrested include four members of the Horned Frogs football team. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center. We have more brand names for you, better service too. Since 1945, we've been the one to trust. Come on over to Carmona's, you'll save more with us.
If your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts. Low, low financing. All during the big President's Day sale. Friday through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
You feel petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments, not knowing what to do. You do nothing. But if you do something, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning, Reading, and you're back with Jake Ryan, subbing for Linda and Carl Bott while they're on assignment. My guest right now is Sean Steele, former Republican State Party Chair and current Republican Party Committeeman. Sean, one of the things that I was looking at on Flash Report was the Enviro Wackos strike again. Do you want to set up what you wrote about in Flash Report?
What's funny about California is the very imaginative ways that Democrats have in just destroying jobs and attacking common sense. Obama's got a $1 billion investment of our money into solar power in the desert. Fair enough. Okay, so it's going to, you know, it's going to be all solar panels generating some 250,000 watts of electricity. Great, great stuff. So they're starting to build it at taxpayer expense. The problem is that as they're beginning to dig and build these giant pylons, you know, for the solar panels, they discover a whole bunch of old bones. Well, holy cow, it's an ancient Native American settlement. And then they find there's a bunch of foxes running around that are distempered. I'm not sure how that works, but it's stopped construction. It's delaying things. And then there's a nearby Indian tribe that does not yet have a casino, and they're very upset. They're claiming that they have some kind of kinship with this ancient settlement going back thousands of years where there's a whole bunch of skull and bones found. And by the way, it was a violent end. You know, whoever showed up wiped out a community and killed a whole bunch of Native Americans.
So their kinship, well, of course, their kinship is that they beat them in a fair fight?
Well, I think it's possible that the surviving tribe wants to go and take advantage of the tribe their ancestors destroyed maybe 2,000 years ago.
That is so wrong.
Look, here's what you got. You got Native Americans wanting a piece. You know, they're going in like the local mafia. Then you've got the environmentalists that are trying to defend the distempered foxes. And then you got the other environmentalists that are trying to demand that no transmission lines are being built because we don't care if you have power, just don't put lines to give it to the cities. And then you got the environmentalists that get $1 billion to put up the solar panels. So you got a racket of a whole bunch of folks that are supposed to be on the same side of the coin, beating the heck out of each other, costing you and me $1 billion, and now the owners of the project said, hey, we're not going to be able to build it. And so it's a lose-lose-lose, and this is exactly what you get under Obama administration. Wild experiments, they have to coddle their own. They can't do it. That's why we're not getting the giant oil pipeline from Canada to Texas. We're not talking about theoretical loss of jobs. We're talking about tens of thousands of great jobs and stuff that we really need, energy independence that the Democrats fight against. It's just an example. It's just part of the crazy state of being. Don't even get me on the high-speed rail.
Well, you know,
I have so many boondoggles.
I am such a outside-the-box thinker that I hear what you're saying, and it sounds like a lose-lose-lose, but, you know, entertain this notion for just a second as a possible win-win-win. You build this humongous casino complex / wildlife reserve, state of the art, which of course is going to, you know, soak up a lot of power. And so you set up the solar panels to power the casino and the state of the art wildlife preserve, and everybody's happy.
Well, yes, except for one thing. The Indians are going to charge a sales tax for anything that that you buy. This happens all over California. We have all these casinos. They're making billions of dollars now, not millions, billions of dollars, and they charge a sales tax. There's only one trouble with them charging the sales tax for anything that you buy at the casino. They don't give it to the government. They keep it for themselves. It's great. I just discovered that fact last night. My wife disclosed it to me.
Well, we were...
They collect taxes, but they collect taxes for themselves. In other words, getting enough of your money at the casino is not enough. They need more.
Well, as a good Republican, Sean, don't you applaud the fact that they're going to waste it themselves rather than giving it to government to waste?
No, I don't. I don't applaud anybody that takes money in deceptive basis, and that's extremely deceptive.
All right. Now, all right. Go ahead.
So we have a real problem with that. Listen, there is salvation. I don't want to talk about the doom and the gloom. We know about the crazy stuff, but we've got a magic golden, not silver, golden bullet, maybe titanium. We have an initiative this fall that will break the labor unions in half. The government unions, not the private sector unions.
Tell me about that.
The government, and that initiative is called Stop Special Interests. It's something that is probably the only game changer that we have in the next 10 years. It's only that important. And I'm being conservative on the 10 years, meaning that if this initiative passes, it's illegal for unions and corporations to put money into politics. Wow. They won't be able to take money from their stockholders or their union members and put it in political purposes at all. So if a politician wants money, he's going to have to get it from the individual, not from the union, not from the corporation.
Well, isn't that unconstitutional to say that a union can't spend its money? Didn't we just have a decision that the Supreme Court said?
It's not the union's money. That's the point. And states can regulate the sources of where the money comes from, because the unions do is that they take the money from the employees without their permission, and the corporations take the money from the stockholders without their permission. And this adds a democratic component to it. If you want the money from the union member, you have to have them sign a pledge annually to say, yeah, go ahead and take my money. Just take it out of my paycheck. I don't care. And spend it for what you want. When they employed that system in the state of Washington and Idaho and other states, 90% of the union money dries up. But to make it fair, it should also apply to the corporations.
Hmm. Okay, it's past muster. I mean,
it's been tested multiple times. It's good law.
Excellent.
So it's not a pipe dream.
What's it called again?
It's called the Stop Paycheck Protection. It's called Stop Special Interest. It's the Stop Special Interest Initiative. It's already got the signatures. It's going to be on the November ballot. Something that is attracting a lot of widespread attention, but we got to get it right down to the grassroots, because you got a whole bunch of legislative races. You got a bunch of tax increase initiatives. We're going to defeat them all. But, Jake, this is the biggest one. This is the granddaddy. This is our Proposition 13 of this day and age.
There's no way to beat
the union money.
It's also a decent ballot title. I'm surprised we got that.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was thought out.
I know. All right. Well, I'm going to bring you back after the break. Okay, Sean?
Okay.
Very good.
All right. KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Senior Idol is back. Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living are proud to once again bring you Shasta County Senior Idol at the Cascade Theater May 11th. But the first round of auditions is next week. If you or someone you know is 55 or above and loves to sing, call now to schedule an audition. Call 222-8969. Call the Vistas Assisted Living in Reading, where the auditions are held starting next week. 222-8969.
You make me feel so young.
Senior Idol is a fundraiser for Compass Shining Care. They provide in-home care for seniors in need.
On the road again, going to Canada. Honda City.
Senior Idol, sponsored by the Taylor Motors family, Taylor Motors Buick Cadillac GMC Redding, by beautiful Vistas Assisted Living and Memory Care, and by News Channel 7 KRCR. Senior Idol auditions next week and the big show in May with co-host Jennifer Scarborough and Don Burton.
Remember, Shasta County Senior Idol auditions start next week, so call 222-8969 and schedule an audition.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jazrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, Reading. This is Jake Ryan, subbing for Linda and Carl Bott while they're on assignment. I'm currently speaking with my guest, Sean Steele, national committeeman from the state of California for the Republican Party. And Sean, before we went to break, I had something I wanted to blow by you. I consider you a sage in politics, and I understand you might be constrained by your position to handicap the Republican primaries somewhat, but I hear a lot of people talking about, and Sean, you are on, right?
Yes, okay. Of course, I'm here.
All right, just checking.
Word.
You need to breathe. Need to breathe louder.
Got it.
Yeah, you scared me there for a second. So I am old enough to remember, it wasn't that long ago, when Dan Lundberg run for Dan Lundgren ran for governor, and he went through the Republican primaries uncontested, and he was just destroyed by, of all people, Gray Davis. And I've always thought that the lack of a primary, a lack of a challenge where he would, you know, get in there and take a few blows and throw a few punches, deprived him of the opportunity to go against a tested candidate, because Gray Davis had, there were four or five people in the Democratic primary. And a lot of them were...
Ran against two 100 millionaires, whom earned, the other didn't, Chickie, and, of course, Jane Harmon, who married Harmon. If you marry Harmon, you're going to have a lot of money. In any event, Davis beat them both up in a tough, tough, nasty primary. He was broke at the end of June. And he went on to clobber Lundgren, who had all the money in the world, but he was soft and flappy. And that's how it works.
And so I'm hearing people talk about how we should get the primary over with. We're just weakening our candidates by letting them, you know, indulge in the slugfest. I just don't see that. What about you? What's your take on it?
You're right on this one, Jake. This is absolutely clear. This is boot camp. You're taking on the billion-dollar man. Who's got George Soros and a bunch of other billionaires, most of whom did not earn their money. They inherited it. that are going doubling down for Obama's transformation of America. When Obama says he wants to change America, unlike a lot of politicians, he really, really means it, and he's proving it. And so the person we take up, we got a 50-50 shot of winning this thing. It's going to have to be somebody completely battle-tested. Everything that we've ever didn't want to know about him, his family, his children, his grandfather, literally his grandfather, in Romney's case, everything that could come out must come out now, must be dealt with now, whether we like it or not. And that's exactly what a primary process is doing. And I tell you this, Newt Gingrich, who I like a lot, has made Mitt Romney a better candidate. Mitt Romney has made Rick Santorum a better candidate. They're having to use resources they never knew they had. Republicans are paying attention. Every time there's a presidential Republican debate, it attracts 5-6 million viewers. We've never seen that before. We've never had this many Republicans engaged. All over the country, we're paying attention because, again, we know that this is our shot to change the presidency in midterm. And we know we've got a very good opportunity to do it. So we want to pick the right guy. In this case, it is a guy. And that's good. That's all to the good. And let me tell you, every time Mitt Romney gets up there and starts defending capitalism, it makes my heart sing because now he's no longer embarrassed. Every time Rick Santorum talks about something other than abortion, that makes me feel good. So our candidates are actually expanding their base, and they're making a lot more sense.
Now, Rick Santorum was making the point that he thought this was a two-man race, and I'm coming to the conclusion that it's become that. And the reason I discount Newt right now is for exactly what you said. Yes, he made Romney a better candidate by adopting the left's talking points, the class warfare. But at the same time, the fact that he uses it, might confuse people into thinking he believes it. And so
candidates try, experiment, they go down a road, they're unhappy, they retreat, they move on, they change the subject. That's part of the training exercise. Every candidate's made blunders. No, I wouldn't count Newt out. Newt is still, as they say, the smartest guy in the room, the most provocative, the one with the most ideas, and certainly the most contradictory. He's the one that you want to tear your hair out. But at times, he really understands history. And the free market, and he's very valuable to the process.
And if you had a favorite, you couldn't tell me, could you?
Well, I tell you, I like Ron Paul a lot. he's not my favorite. He's my crazy uncle. But I like Ron Paul because he's done so many good things for the party. I'm one of those that welcome the Paulistas. I welcome Ron Paul. First of all, let's set this aside. I think the foreign policy is completely harebrained nuts, okay? Setting that aside, everything else he has to do on government regulation, individual rights, the economy and taxation is dead right on.
And the Federal Reserve.
Oh, well, especially the Fed. So he has done so much in changing the quality of the debate and changing the party, but every time you have a big Republican meeting and the Paulistas show up, the average age drops in half.
John, Sean, we'll pick that thought up after the end of this commercial break.
And you're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You have cabin fever and you want to get out of the cold. Come down to Wind River Casino and play our Royal Flush Swipe to Win for your chance to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart, plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
We are the only place in town that offers a chance to step up to the Royal Flush game board to win free slot play or up to $2,000 cash every Wednesday. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart, plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to step up to the game board to win cash or free slot play at weekly drawings on Wednesdays. The big giveaway is on Wednesday, February 29th, where you can win cash and free slot play or your very own Legacy golf cart, plus a one-year membership at the River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale. Friday through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Well, I won't back down.
And you're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It is the home of Espresso Joe's with fine cigars and gourmet coffee. The coffee special this month, chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry, 16-ounce hot drink for $3. Check that out. See the TNB sweeties there at Tobacco and Brew, which is also the home of the largest walk-in humidor you're likely to see anywhere around these parts. Anyway, that's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now back to our guest host, Jake Ryan, one more time.
Welcome back, Reading. This is Jake Ryan from the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. I'm on with my guest, Sean Steele. Now, Sean, we're getting close to the top of the hour. And so you're dealing with Republicans who are listening to you. They're somewhat dispirited. Pretty much every legislative office seems to be held by a Democrat. Your wife and maybe George Runner are the few statewide exceptions. What is your message to the troops? You have a two-minute message to troops. What would that be?
If we have to learn from Barack Obama. You know, he learned from the master, Saul Alinsky, from when the socialists find themselves really down, their members are scattered, they're discouraged, and it doesn't look like they're winning elections. They double down and organize because they believe in ideas. Well, our ideas of freedom, of what makes America great, what individuals can do when they're on their own and left alone, are so much more stronger than collectivism. It's something that we need to believe in fiercely. And remember, America stays strong generation by generation. Just because we had great folks in the past from Abraham Lincoln and Ronald Reagan doesn't mean we get to sit on that in the future. We have to earn our own freedom every generation. We have a big initiative this fall. It'll break the biggest problem we have in California, and that's union domination over government, over our state legislators, and over our statewide. But look at Reading. Look at your Northern California area. That's really a beacon of freedom. It requires that we get our folks, if they're discouraged about California, think national. We're going to get some new congressmen in your area. We're going to get some new state legislators, all good conservatives. We're going to support that initiative. We're going to register. We're going to actually register. We're going to bring in the Paulistas. We're going to increase Republican registration and offset the Bay Area. The bottom line is, if we want our freedom stronger than the Democrats want socialism, we'll prevail.
And what's your feeling about, what's your pulse on that?
Well, my hope is good because, you know, there's nothing good coming out of Sacramento. You know, Jerry Brown, he's got a nice treat for us, a massive tax increase. We're still in debt, some $9 to $12 billion in a permanent ongoing deficit. There's been no real cuts of any kind with the government employees. There's been no pension reform. And you know what? Most of us know that. And it's not a discouraged about Republicans. We're just discouraged about how California government's going. And if we want to be continue to live in the golden state, we're going to have to retake it. It's going to be taken a step at a time. But first things first, our ammunition needs to go to the Stop Special Interest Initiative.
Okay. And if they wanted to, if our listeners wanted to hear more about that, is there a website for that?
There is. And guess what? StopSpecialInterest.org.
That's very catchy.
StopSpecialInterest.org.
StopSpecialInterest.org. Okay. Sean, that's going to have to be your last word on it. I appreciate you being a guest on our show.
I love your advertisers, by the way. All great Americans. Thanks so much. I appreciate it, Jake.
And I'd be one of them. All right. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Well, that was Sean Steele. That was our Republican comedian. If you're a Republican, then I think you should be proud. And if if you're a liberal Democrat, I'd be in fear right now.
You know, our tagline here at KCNR is, of course, miss a day, miss a lot. And you brought a lot today to the table here, sir.
Well, thank you. Well, and the Girl Scout thing was just a happenstance. When you have to sit there and wonder, should I buy this box because it somehow might go against what I believe, that's a bad place to be. And I really curse the people that put us in those situations. It's like something as good and wholesome and normal as that, you know, has to be reconsidered because, you know, it suddenly becomes a conscience issue. So this is what the progressives have given us. And so what Carl and Linda Bott gave me was an opportunity to come on, and I hope you liked it. My stated goal was to be bad enough that you would clamor for their return, but good enough not to lose listeners. Remember, as Carl always says, it's the good guys versus the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground.